Welcome to Temple of Health Radio Show. This is Dr. Susan Kolb, and today I'm pleased to have back as my guest Dr. Eric Love. We're going to be discussing healing the emotional component. Dr. Love is an expert in the Bach flower remedies and with a system of medicine that I think is extremely useful that has to do with looking at disease as a conflict most often between the spiritual and the mental and emotional components. And basically, it can be thought of as probably blockages and flows of energy from coming from the spiritual realms that lead to disease or lack of ease of this energy flow. And I found this to be very, very true. I was just reading in his book about that there was a trauma that preceded most cancers, often, you know, within 6 months to a year or sometimes even less, and that there are patterns of energy and emotional flows that precede disease and probably are very important in causing disease. My spiritual father was Doc Linwald, who was one of the main he was a chiropractor. He was one of the main developers of the releasing technique, and he used to see very common cures of cancer with the emotional releasing techniques. And that got me to thinking that probably this idea that is in Dr. Love's book and also brought forth by Dr. Hammer, that cancer is a biological conflict, a certain energy pattern, and can be released, and therefore the cancer can go away, is a very, very important concept, given that, you know, our cancer we're not winning the war on cancer. So anyway, Dr. Love is back with us. He's calling in from Arizona, and want to welcome him back to the show.
Thank you. God bless you. And that's a nice introduction. I appreciate that. You're hired.
Well,
you can introduce me anytime.
Well, I think, you know, I went through traditional medical school, and I think that you're right. In your book, you say that in medical school and sometimes even in chiropractic and other healing schools, we just concentrate on the body. We don't teach anything but the body. And the body's fine. I mean, you need to know the body. I mean, people fall down, get injured. They take toxic things into their body. There are physical causes of physical illness that we need to know about. But this isn't what plagues us. This isn't what, what causes chronic disease most often. There may be components in it. Certainly bad diet, bad habits can lead to things, but I think more and more some of the more devastating diseases have an emotional component. Would you like to address that with our audience? What is the emotional component?
Well, first of all, I agree with you, but I would even take it a step further and say that all disease has an emotional component, and the way you want to look at it is body, mind, and spirit. Body is the physical part that you were talking about a moment ago. Mind is the emotional component. And spirit is the spiritual component. And so let me explain what the spirit is and what the mind is. Spirit means your capacity to listen to the inner guidance of your own soul, which is telling you, well, this woman walked down the aisle and she told me, I knew I shouldn't marry that man. I had a voice telling me I shouldn't marry that man. I said, my God, what'd you do? She said, well, I went ahead and married him. I mean, we had the wedding going on and everything. And he made love to her one time, and he never loved her after that. He tortured and tormented her. It was the worst 5 years of her life before she got a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
So if she would have listened to the guidance of her own soul, and our souls are constantly teaching this, talking to us, saying, hey, dude, you got to quit being so dominating, quit bossing people around, or you're too stressed, you need to learn to relax. Or maybe the soul is telling us, well, you know, the job that you're in, that's not your true life work, or the man that you're with, that's not a good person for you. So spiritual in terms of healing disease and suffering, pain, emotional pain, means to develop, I guess you would call it a spiritual awakening. I think of Indians, American Indians, that would go up to the top of a mountain and fast. Mm-hmm. I've had so many Indian men tell me, I went up and fasted for 3 days for a vision quest. In other words, they're trying to get in touch with their own soul. But in our society, everything is money and sex, power, drugs, and war, lots of war. So with this being the emphasis, they don't want us to get to know ourselves and get to know our own soul, because then they can't manipulate and control us. So that's spiritual. The emotional is your fears, anxiety, depression, guilt. Those are things you feel in your heart. Can I read you a little something from the beginning of Dr. Bach's book?
Sure.
This is about the emotion. This was the first thing I ever read about the Bach, and this will just take about 30 seconds here. It says, this from Dr. Edward Bach, Heal Us, 12 Healers. This system of treatment is the most perfect which has been given to mankind within living memory. It has the power to cure disease, and in its simplicity, it may be used in the household. It is its simplicity combined with its all-healing effects that is so wonderful. No science, no knowledge is necessary apart from the simple methods described herein, and they who will obtain the greatest gifts. The greatest benefit from this God-sent gift will be those who keep it pure as it is, free from science, free from theories, for everything is nature, and nature is simple. And then he goes into the emotional. This system of healing, which has been divinely revealed unto us, shows that it is our fears, cares, anxiety, and such like that open the path to the infection of the disease. If you say it, you got enough fear, you're going to get sick. You got enough anxiety, you're going to give yourself body pain. Thus, by treating our fears, our cares, our worries, and so on, we not only free ourselves from our illness, but also the herbs given to us by the grace of the Creator of all, in addition, take away our fears and worries and leave us happier and better in ourselves. And what Dr. Friend told me, who's a psychiatrist who studies with me, she said the action of the remedies is to trigger and catalyze you to go ahead and work through the emotional issues. And the emotional issues come from the conflict between the emotional issues like fears and anxieties. As the herbs heal our fears and our anxieties, our worries, our faults and failings, it is these we must seek, and then the disease, no matter what it is, will leave us. Now, that's one page of his book. And you can get that book for free just by typing in the 12 Healers. Just Google the 12 Healers and his other book, Heal Thyself. And you can download it as a PDF for free. So what happens is the pain that you feel, the fear, the hurt that you feel in your heart, the pain from all that sexual abuse that you have not resolved from your childhood, the hurt from the war that you were in when you were in Afghanistan, the pain from that divorce that you went through and all that trauma, all the confusion that you feel from the anxiety and the wanting that you have, but you haven't been able to have the things in life that you want. Whatever's going on in the emotional component is simply a wake-up call. The pain, whether it's emotional pain or body pain, is a wake-up call, telling you it's time you need to get up on top of that mountain and deepen your spiritual awareness, have a spiritual awakening. In Alcoholics Anonymous, they call it a spiritual awakening, and get in touch with your soul and redirect and redefine your mission, your purpose in life, and rediscover who you really are, because you're out of tune, you're out of balance with yourself. And that is what the emotional component is. Go ahead.
Yes. So much of it, too, is living as a victim. If you're in victimhood, and this is in your book, if you're being a victim, you'll misread everything around you as victimizing you, even if it isn't meant to. And as long as you're a victim, you live in fear because, you know, victims are victimized. And it's very important to recognize that pattern because as long as you're in victimhood, you can't be actually consciously creating anything.
Right. And there's a reason people are in victim. And the reason is it's all about money. And the reason is because they want you to think, conspiracy theory, the drug companies, want you to think that these bad things are happening to you and you're just a victim, because then you'll go down and spend $200, $300 on chronic disease drugs and Prozac and all these different...
Everybody's on Prozac. Prozac Nation.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Prozac heads instead of potheads. See, and the secret of suffering... my friend Betty, she says, God, this Betty Cox, she's this woman, very sweet lady. She said, God told me that there's something inside of me that is drawing my disease to me. There's something I'm doing that's drawing it to me. And she discovered the secret, even before I told her that. And Bach wrote, this is what Bach wrote about that. He said, suffering is a corrective to point out a lesson. Mm-hmm. Which by other means we have failed to grasp, and never can it be eradicated until that lesson is learned. So there's a particular lesson that the soul is trying to teach us. Well, so the drug companies are in competition, it's all about money. They say, oh, no, there's no lesson. There's no personhood inside of you. You being a human being, that doesn't really count. Growing, growth, change, that doesn't count. What counts is you going down and spending $200, $300 for your Prozac and all the other medical drugs. So it's all about money. When the truth is, it's about the soul sending us a lesson. There's something we need to learn. We need to grow and change and become a new person. So then he wrote, suffering is beneficent and for our good. And if rightly interpreted, will guide us to our essential faults. So there's a particular fault that the soul is trying to get us to change. Maybe we're too rigid, and we won't consider new ideas. Maybe we're too dominating, and we go around shoving everybody around, boss telling everybody what to do. Maybe we let people dominate and control us. Maybe God wants us to heal our fear, or our low self-esteem, or our anxiety, or go ahead and work on that low self-esteem from the childhood, and there's all that. So what we end up with is the whole concept, instead of being a victim, the concept of processing your emotional issues and working them through. And no one can tell you how to work things through. Like, I'll give you an example. The best remedy in the world for post-traumatic stress syndrome, whether you were in a war or whether you were raped as a child, the best remedy for trauma is the Star of Bethlehem. Once you put a person on the Star of Bethlehem, they'll tell you at the end of it that they're processing that. Well, one person tells me, oh, I'm feeling now, my feelings don't again. The next person says, whoa, I was crying last night. I just cried and cried. My father lost his mother, my grandmother, and he drove from Seattle down to San Diego and then to Texas, and it took him 4 months because the way he processed the death of his mother, my grandmother, was drive in the car and then stop at a motel after about 4 or 6 hours and stay there for 3, 4, 5 days and just stay and read books and watch TV. That's the way he processed his grief. So no one can tell you how to process your emotions, but when you take the remedies, according to Dr. Friend, she says, she's a psychiatrist, a medical doctor, she said the actual remedies is to stimulate and catalyze you to get and process and listen to your soul, who's trying to explain to you how to process your emotions so that you can move your pain through, you can move your emotional issues through, and get the growth come out of the victim, and get the growth that you need, become assertive, finally, resolve your fear and anxiety. I got a guy here I'm working with, and he was shaking, and I looked at him, I said, oh my God, I said, you're shaking, man. I said, you got a lot of fear. He goes, yeah, I do. And we've been working together a month, I think, and his fear is way down. He's not shaking anymore. And he said that it's just so much better. So we're moving into our second month. And the fear remedies are awesome. our society, it just causes so much fear. And it's so wonderful to not have fear. It's so wonderful. Our goal, see, in the emotional component is to have what the I Ching calls. The I Ching is the oldest book in the world, 5,000 years old. The book mm-hmm. of changes. You can Google it. And it says that what we want is to have harmony in the core. In our core, in our heart, we have peace and harmony. And the only way we can have harmony in the heart and harmony in the core is to process the issues that our soul is wanting us to process and grow and mm-hmm. change and expand as a person and handle the emotional component and the spiritual component, which, again, they don't want you to do. It's a conspiracy, because once you start standing up for yourself and processing your own issues and becoming who you are as a person, becoming strong in your inner self, they can't make money off of you anymore. Your diseases will mm-hmm. heal. All the people on my team, they have no disease. I'm 66. I have no physical disease. I have no emotional pain. I'm a happy camper, and I have harmony in the heart.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that, you know, I can teach you how to do that. That's what is really missing in our society. It's very sad.
It is. That's true. And because we are creative beings, we do create. If you concentrate on something and have a intense fear about something, you often create that outcome. In your book, you gave some examples. You said, I think you gave an example of Marvin Gaye getting shot.
Right, and all he talked about all the time was his fear of getting shot. And
right.
Who was the guy, what was his name? Nelson. Nelson talked about mm-hmm. his fear of dying in a plane crash and burning to death, and that actually happened to him. And then Elvis Presley talked about his fear of dying in a drug overdose at the age of 42, like his mother did, and that's what happened to him.
He
so
did.
Definitely, yeah. as you think, so you become
yeah, and
a
Natalie Wood's world. Fear of drowning.
Yeah. yeah.
It's
yeah,
weird. It is weird. Well, you know, a lot of people in Hollywood, just because they're in Hollywood, they tend to be very powerful creators. You know, I would imagine that, you know, if they're able to achieve that degree of, you know, ability and fame and money, then they can also create very quickly through the fear. And if they have a strong fear, then
right.
they can create that as well.
Right, right. And there's something even deeper going on. And this is a secret. No one knows this. And when I talk about it, people go, sounds reasonable. But this is new information. And that is, we have what is called patterns. The patterns are kind of like this railroad track that I'm looking at. When the train comes along, and I hope it doesn't come along while we're talking, you're going to be rattling the airwaves, but the train must run on the track because the pattern is laid in. So we have patterns, and these patterns are from traumas, because once you have a trauma, the same pattern repeats over and over for reasons I won't go into. They come from character defects, where, say, a person is real dominating. So every time they put in that situation, they'll be dominating because that's their pattern from the past. And it comes mm-hmm. from past lives, for those of you who believe in past lives, where these are the karmas that you're working through. These are the old patterns. And even if you try, say, I will not have fear. I'm going to stop that fear. You will not be able to stop it. Even if you say, I'm going to stop the depression, you can't do it. Even if you say, I'm going to stop giving that power away to other people, you won't be able to do it. And it's because of these deep patterns. And they're also on the genetic code, on the DNA. Dr. Matthew Baggett, who's a cardiologist, studied SAF with me down in Berkeley. He studied genetics, he said, in Berkeley, and he studied SAF with me when I was in L.A. And he said that when we looked at the DNA molecule in the microscope, when he was in Berkeley, he said we were looking at the shape of the molecule. He said we never for a moment thought that it was impregnated with the repressed energy of unresolved traumas. So what happens is there's patterns from the DNA, too. You inherit it from your mom and dad and from your family. When you swallow trauma, like war trauma, say, for example, or being raped or some horrible thing, it's filed away down in the DNA, and it keeps repeating over and over and over as those patterns keep repeating, because the soul wants you to go ahead and figure out how to resolve that stuff. The secret is, and that's use the Bach for, to reverse the patterns. The gentleman who has the fear that I was talking about, I would imagine, you know, if you talk to him within, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 months, something like that, he'll tell you fear is just not a big part of his makeup. Mm-hmm. But he has every right to fear. He was in a satanic ritual sexual abuse group as a child. Mm-hmm. There, I've been running into a lot of people that were tortured as children with satanic ritual, tortured to be made to be sex slaves. He said to be assassins. He said some. He said in his particular case, his handler said, go and get from your business $100,000, put it in a bag, put it in a trash drop at a such and such corner, and go home and, mm-hmm. and commit suicide. Lots of
go home and what now?
In the world. And go home and commit suicide.
Oh, really?
But he was able to break away from that through mm-hmm. God's grace. So he has every right to fear, because he has all the fear that he collected unresolved from when he was a child. And many of us come from I come from a dysfunctional family. My father, God bless him, was an alcoholic. Mm-hmm. When I was a young man, I had no self-esteem, I had no confidence. Everybody walked all over me and used me and took advantage of me. And I had a lot of fear. And I thank God for the remedies, because through the remedies, I've been able to heal myself and process myself through this. And, you know, today I can tell you that fear doesn't rule me anymore. Mm-hmm. In fact, I'm one of the only people that will tell you that. We could, because our whole culture, not only is it denial culture, where we live in denial and we live in suppression and we live, as you said, you know, victim. We feel we're victims of these circumstances, but we live in a terrible mm-hmm. fear culture. So most people
yeah,
are
and
in
I
terrible
think,
pain.
I think the energy coming through right now, which I feel is spinning in my chakras, I feel it real intensely. I think it's bringing up a lot of the anxiety and the old deep fears. I think it's forcing them toward the surface so they can be dealt with. And, you know, I think right. most people would say right now, ever since, you know, the beginning of 2013, things are seem more out of control, especially, right. You know, when you look at groups of people working together, people are behaving more erratically. They're, you know, they're just not... on task, on purpose. They're dealing with a lot of stuff coming up, and it's flowing into their, you know, their personal life and their professional life. So I think the remedies right now would be very, very helpful to help process this energy coming up and out.
Yes, yes. And see, the big picture of what's going on, Kalashwar, I have a bunch of students that are devotees of a spiritual teacher in India by the name of Kalashwar, and he just simply said, we're moving from the age of darkness into the age mm-hmm. of enlightenment, where it's going to be very easy to become enlightened. But he
right.
said many people will die. He said about 2/3 of the population of the planet will die during this transition.
Mm-hmm.
This transition began, as you said, last year, and we're going to move through it. And as we're through God's grace, and as we're moving through it, one of the things that going through the galactic center, which is a whole other conversation, but that's another way to look at this transition, is bringing up the shadow side, our shadow
right,
side, our dark
exactly.
side. So each one of us needs to account for and do the accounting on our shadow side and resolve it, so that we heal the fear and the anxiety and the guilt. everything's out of control, because now we need to let go of control. If you talk to anyone in Alcoholics Anonymous, they will tell you the only reason they survived and have been surviving is because they have let go of trying to control things. Let go and let God, so that God can control your life. And that's what people need to do.
Well, I think you're right. I think there's an energy shift right now that's very, it's new. I mean, like you say, it's probably been happening for about 4 months now. And we were told in session that if you are, you know, very, very damaged, if you are, if your chakra system is very damaged, this energy coming in can cause severe disease as well as up to death. And that's probably where the masters, I used to greet the masters coming into Atlanta, and we'd go out to dinner, and I'd ask each of them how many people would survive this coming shift, and it was always two-fifths to two-thirds would not survive. So I've asked many masters that question. I've always gotten a similar answer. But the mechanism of why so many people will not survive is what the energy coming in does to their defective energy system. So those of us who have, you know, some defects in our energy system want to fix them now so we don't get disease. And I think that's, the remedies are a great way to do that. People who are extremely defective, you know, the ones that are setting up these satanic rituals and doing the other nefarious things that have been done on the planet, probably just will simply not survive the energy. You know, that I think
probably,
that's probably what's coming forth. But for the rest of us who, you know, aren't totally broken, we can, you know, and you know, I've been doing the remedies since we talked.
Cool.
I think they're a great way to bring up things that you know need to be fixed and get them through your system.
So you've had good results.
Right, I have. I mean, I'm ready now for a second. You know, you told me to do them for a while and then stop them, and I'm ready to restart them. So I'm gonna.
Okay. So when we get off the phone, we'll talk about that then.
Yeah.
I think the remedies are like the neatest thing I think I've ever seen in my life, because they help you to have harmony in the core and peace inside the heart by working through the issues which are causing conflict. And definitely, every time a person has a disease or they have suffering or body pain, the emotional component is the governing factor. I have a lady in town here. She had horrible, horrible pain in her hand. And I explained to her, I said, well, you know, pain is a wake-up call to get you to make some changes inside yourself. So we figured out what the changes and the growth and the healing was that she needed to make inside herself. And I made up some remedies for her. And I held some points, which is one of the things I teach in my school, how to hold points, and then the bones of the spine go into place. And generally, most people will come out of pain. It's a really cool technique. It's called the alignment technique. Well, she came out of pain. She had these horrible arthritis hands that the ladies get that are older. Well, all the pain went away. And so I said, you know, now we got to do the release for the root cause of the pain. The root cause of where it's coming from. So then I came back next week, and I said, how's your pain? She said, way better. I said, well, how much of the pain came back? And she said, maybe like 30%, something like that. So I'm expecting, you know, maybe within, you know, 3, 4, 5 months, all the pain will be totally gone. And all disease, whether it's the bad, big diseases, like the cancer, the lupus, and those really big things that scare us to death, or the simple things like neck pain and back pain or anxiety, they all are governed. The master governor is the emotional, spiritual conflict. When I was very honored to be asked to talk at the Naturopathic Medical School in Phoenix, and I told the students, I said, when a doctor sits down with a patient, first thing he should say, or she's about money. I got a lot of anxiety. I'm thinking I should go on some Prozac. I got a lot of fear. I'm worried about my daughter and her new boyfriend. I don't like him. And, you know, I've had a lot of trauma in my life. And the first thing a doctor needs to do is to help the patient to heal those things, to help the patient with the knowledge of their self and to grow as a person to heal those things, because it's that stress, that inner conflict, which most of the time is actually invisible. A lot of it's just invisible. You can't really see what it is. But it needs to be brought to the surface or just addressed the first or second session. There's a doctor that I taught in Beverly Hills, and Dennis Pick, a very well-known chiropractor. And the first session, he does the chiropractic and does the assessment. But the second session, he says, we're going to take an hour. It's going to be the same fee. And we're going to do your back remedy. So he said, that's when he sits down with the patient and asks him about the stress and stuff. And he came to a class and he brought 14 case histories. And he read about the emotional component with each person. And he then read the conclusion of working with that patient. And all of those patients, with the exception of one, healed all their emotional issues. And then he said, and by the way, all of their back pain went away, too. And he said, you know, and I do chiropractic, so I know it was a chiropractic. He said, but I don't think I could have got those results without the use of the Bach flowers.
Right.
So, and I told the students at the medical school, I said, what's going on is that you come here, and they say it's body, mind, and spirit, but no one's teaching you how to work with the mind. And no one's teaching you how to work with a spiritual component. It's all body, body, body. Because we're in the dark ages, we haven't moved into the age of enlightenment yet, where it's easy to get enlightened. And
yeah,
it's all about money.
I had a surgical technician who was working with me, and she was young and healthy, and she had a sudden onset of back problems, and her back was hurting. It was difficult for her to do her job. And I said, well, you don't, she said something about going to the chiropractor. I said, well, I don't see that you have anything physical going on. I feel that you got some sort of money problems. And she said, she looked at me, she says, how did you know? She had been with her boyfriend or her husband, I think it was her husband, who had racked up her credit cards and then kind of disappeared. And so she had all these creditors, you know, or collection agencies calling her, and she didn't make enough money to, you know, to cover that. So this was entirely financial.
So,
that was pretty interesting. So
see,
you're right. I mean,
you could use mimulus, because mimulus is a remedy for worry about money. When you give the mimulus, in fact, I had a woman who studied with me, and she bought, the only remedy she bought was mimulus. And I talked to her a couple years later, and she said that she'd been taking mimulus straight through for 2 years. And she said that she's about ready to lose her house, and she doesn't have enough money for food. Said her girlfriend is going, boy, you must be terrified. You must be horrified. She said, no, I don't really have fear. I know God's going to take care of it. And it was that mimulus.
Yeah, and also she should take that remedy about people walking all over her. I mean, my surgical tech.
Oh, yes.
You know, because that was an example of that. So, yeah, right. I mean, the remedies are, there's remedies for all of these emotions.
Yeah, fear and depression. See, what happens in our society is that they teach us to be ashamed. We're a male-oriented society. And you don't men don't talk about their emotions. So if we have post-traumatic stress syndrome, or we have fear, anxiety, depression, guilt, whatever, we're ashamed. I had a friend go into an office for consultation with a psychologist. He said no one would in the waiting room would even look at him. And he said they all hung their head down. And then he went in and did a session. And I said, well, why'd they all hang their head down? Why wouldn't they look at you? He said, because they're all so ashamed that they needed to come and talk to a psychologist. So we need to get over this thing that we need to be ashamed because we're human beings and we have an emotional component and we have a shadow side and we have dark energy in in the underground that has pain, and we need to do shadow work and resolve our shadow side. We need to get over it. And Bach remedies are probably the best thing I have ever seen, because you take the remedy and stand out of the way, and as they say in AA, let go, turn it over, and surrender. But you have to take the correct remedy. Take the correct remedy, and that's in classes, that's what I do. I teach my students how to learn to select the remedies properly, so that when they give remedies to people, you're going to get the effects. And also, when you give remedies to yourself, it takes me a year to teach you how to treat yourself, because the mind is so busy sabotaging everything that you do. And what I do with the student is we work together once a month to come up with your remedies, and we can talk more often, but by working together, then you get the hang of it over time, because there's a lot of nuances and subtlety, and the mind is just bending over backwards, trying to sabotage everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, remedies work, too, because of in the larger picture of vibrational medicine. Did you ever look at the Richard Gerber's book on vibrational medicine?
Oh, I love that book, yeah.
Yeah, I interviewed Richard about 5 times before he passed away. And it was very interesting, because one of the last interviews I did with him, he said, "Susan, you're so lucky to have created the practice you do, because you can actually practice whatever you want to practice." He says, "I'm stuck in an internal medicine practice, and I can't do what I want." Isn't that wild?
Mm.
He never actually practiced, within his group. He was in a group practice. I thought that was very interesting.
Well, you have the karma to be yourself. I consider you a great teacher, Susan, a great teacher of people in the healing department. And you have the gift of being able to be yourself and do things the way that you want them to be done, and push people away.
I have that freedom.
Try to control you. And you've always had freedom.
Right.
And that's what you need to do to have in order to practice holistic medicine. And very few people have the courage to claim their freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Especially once you go through medical school or chiropractic school, or even naturopathic school, they kind of beat it out of you. And then you become conforming. And, I entered the healing from the spiritual. My PhD is in religion, so I never I never went through the physical parts. I worked through the spiritual down to the emotional, and for the physical, we use diet and some hands-on work. I've owned 3 schools of massage because once I looked at the chiropractic school, it just spooked me out, creeped me out. I'm not criticizing chiropractic school, but because of the amount of control they have over people. And healing, you want to get rid of control, not to have anybody control you. So God's really blessed you so that you can do what you want and teach in the format you have for teaching. It's just awesome. These radio programs are awesome. They're helping so many people.
Yeah. I learned a lot reading Richard Gerber's book, Vibrational Medicine. Homeopathy, you're a homeopath, is a vibrational, he describes it as a vibrational system that treats physical well. And then he says the flower essences are particularly good for healing emotional. And then he says the mineral essences, like hematite and quartz and all the minerals, are very good for the spiritual component. And that always stuck in my mind. So if you want to learn to, maneuver out of body, you take hematite, And so what I did, I was off for 5 months, so I made all these elixirs. I mean, I made elixirs out of everything. I probably have like 100 different elixirs, and I experimented with them for the body and flower. I've been doing the flower essences forever, and then the gem elixirs for more spiritual stuff. And I just found that fascinating that he figured that out.
Well, I would add to that, when you learn to use the Bach on an advanced level, then you're going to be able to tackle physical disease with the Bach remedies.
Oh, definitely, because the physical is the result of the emotional problem.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But you have
exactly,
to be, you have
yeah.
to use the Bach remedies on an advanced level. You have to know the advanced protocols in order to
right.
do that. But yeah, yeah. I mean, it's like the lady in town that I was telling you about that had the pain in her hand. I mean, she'd been to a chiropractor, she'd been to a massage therapist, acupuncturist, and I held those points, and then I used the flower remedies to treat the so that she could heal the emotional issues that were all the way back to childhood. And her pain next week was 30% gone. So the physical is based in the emotional. So I think a physician would be able to get really good results with chronic disease once they learn to heal the emotional component or to heal the person. In fact, can I read you another short thing about that?
Sure.
3 o'clock in the morning, Spirit, I was sitting in meditation, and Spirit said, you got to read this today. I said, okay, all right. So this will just take about 30 seconds here. So this is from Dr. Bach's book, Heal Thyself, the other book that you can download on a PDF for free. So that the physician of the future will have two great aims. The first will be to assist the patient to a knowledge of himself and to point out to him the fundamental mistakes that he may be making, the deficiencies in his character which he should remedy, and the defects in his nature which must be eradicated and replaced by the corresponding virtues. In other words, the lessons that you need to learn and the faults that you need to heal. Such a physician will have to be a great student of the laws governing humanity and of human nature itself, so that he may recognize in all who come to him those elements which are causing a conflict between the soul and the personality. Because in this age, this dark age that we're coming out of, the soul has chosen to use physical disease, body pain, and emotional pain as a wake-up call to get us to change certain aspects of ourselves and grow and become a new person. So if you think about the people that you know, people don't change. They stay exactly the way they are. So the secret of secrets is that the physical disease is a wake-up call to get you to go ahead, to get you to pay attention and go ahead and make these changes. And the physician of the future be a student of the laws governing humanity so they can help the patient to go ahead and make those changes. So once you begin to make the change, to stand up for yourself, to resolve the self-esteem issues, to begin to work on the sexual abuse from the childhood, to heal the fears, anxiety, depression, guilt, whatever, once you begin to make those changes, then there's no longer a need for the wake-up call of the physical pain or the physical disease. Actually quite simple. And the healing when you see it happen with people is just the coolest thing I think I've ever seen in my life. Just the neatest thing I've ever seen. I had another woman in town. she's constantly telling me how her mother dominated, controlled her, and beat her up. Her sister beat her up all the time emotionally. And I said, well, why'd you, you know, and she goes, oh, I have to. I love them, you know, and whatnot. And so I gave her remedies for protection and shielding. At the end of the month, she said, yeah, I decided I'm not going to call them anymore. I said, well, are they calling you? She goes, nope. And she said, I feel so much better.
Right.
Now, she didn't have a physical disease, but she had emotional pain. But if she were to have a physical disease, that would have been the cause of it. There's always a cause.
True.
If you look at a person, there's always a cause in the emotional. And a part of this thing about the new energies that are coming in, once you begin to see on the spiritual level, on the energy level, on the shadow side, once you begin to see what the negative energies are that that person needs to resolve, then you use the remedies to get them to do it. It's a very simple system that we need to start doing. Because like say the Star of Bethlehem remedy, I was saying, the best remedy to heal shock and trauma on the whole planet Earth. If you don't use the Star of Bethlehem, how are you going to heal trauma? more kids come back from Iraq and Afghanistan and commit suicide mm-hmm. than died in the war fighting. And if you go to the Vietnam Memorial Wall in Washington, D.C., 56,000 names of the kids that died in Vietnam in the war fighting. What they don't tell you is the kids come back from Vietnam, 58,000 committed suicide because they don't have the way to heal the war trauma. And
right.
I'm standing up at
true.
The top of the mountain. I'm screaming at the top of my lungs. It just blows right over everybody's head. Use the Star of Bethlehem. Star of Bethlehem over and you will heal those traumas. I had a woman, she came, she was raped and beaten in Berkeley. Guy jumped out. Mm-hmm. She was taking pizza back to her girlfriend. He raped her and he beat her. And she told me she had to jump out of Berkeley. She couldn't jog anymore. She couldn't do her poetry and she mm-hmm. couldn't play her guitar. So she was the next door neighbor and she leaned on me to make her some remedies. And I gave her remedies for 2 months. At the end of 2 months, I was doing someone's guest out on the desk and on the blanket. And she said, came by and she said, oh, I'm going to be at Jambalaya on Saturday. I'll be playing my guitar. I'll be reading my poetry and starting to jog again. I'm going back to Berkeley. So in 2 months, she had healed those traumas.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't talk to me about how she healed them. It was between her and God. She did what she needed
right.
to do to process that negative energy in her heart. Pretty cool.
Well, we need to get this information to the VA, that's for sure.
I know. And again, I'm standing screaming at the top of my lungs. Nobody's listening. People are stuck mm-hmm. in the old ways.
Yeah. Talk therapy.
And it's all about money, not drugs.
Yeah.
Drugs and money. War is all about money. Drugs are all about
money. I think Time Magazine had a cover on Prozac, the soldiers on Prozac. You know, I mean, it's being used
yeah.
extensively. Anti-anxiety
yeah.
drugs like Xanax, which are extremely addictive, and then SSRI inhibitors. I mean, they just put people on them, and it's hard to get off of these things.
Sometimes it's terrible. Just Xanax. I had a student who told me that he decided he was going to get off. He's an alcoholic, so he quit the alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
God bless him. Now he's going after the Xanax. He told me that he, God bless him, he said that he, and he's, I'm sure he's listening, that he sat in the bathtub, and his girlfriend poured hot water over his head. And I said,
mm-hmm.
why did she do that? He said, because it was so painful going off the Xanax. Took him a month and a half to get off that crap. You don't want to get on these psychiatric drugs. You don't want to let your kids get
mm-hmm.
on them. You don't want to get on them yourself. What you want to do is if you've got depression, anxiety, fear, guilt,
mm-hmm.
if you've got emotional pain in your shadow side, you want to resolve that. You want to get it handled.
Right.
Go talk to a medicine
right.
man. Go talk to a therapist. Go talk to a healer. Go talk to Dr. Kolb. Give me a call. Work with someone who's doing flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the health food store and pick them out yourself. But drugs are a terrible form of mind control. They're all based on money, getting money from you. They're not about healing you. Drugs don't cure you. What they do is they just cover up your pain so that you don't feel like you have it anymore. But you go off the drugs, it's all still there. And you'll be on those drugs forever.
And I think it really stops your spiritual growth.
Either.
It really does. That's how it stops your spiritual growth, because you
yes.
don't deal with the stuff coming up. It just is all shoved
right.
back down.
Right.
Yeah. Well, we're coming up to the end of our hour. Would you like to give your contact information?
Thank you, Dr. Cole. First, my phone number, 406-585-0774. 406-585-0774. DrEricLove.com, DrEricLove.com. And I have a one-year certification program where we teach all about how to do all this kind of stuff with yourself and other people. We teach you the alignment technique to work with the Bach remedies, a wonderful SAF system, how to do the healing through diet, and a whole bunch of other really cool stuff, and I can explain that to you if you want to call.
Great.
And so that, you know, that's my contact information.
All righty. Well, thanks so much for joining us today.
We give a certified herbalist, certified nutrition consultant, homeopathic certification in the treatment of animals, certified nutrition consultant. And we also give certified homeopaths, too, as going through the course. So it's got some cool certifications.
That does. That does. Well, I think more and more people are going to be going toward this system of medicine. So I hope they take you up on that offer. Well, thank you very much
for
joining us today. I appreciate you taking the time, and you lucked out that no train came by.
That was good. God's
blessing. That was good. Anyway, this is Dr. Susan Kalb with Temple of Health Radio Show. Next week, we'll be interviewing Wynn Free on the raw material. On the 20th, Dr. Joseph Mercola, strategies for eating healthy and weight control. And on the 27th, Borge on effortless mind, meditate with ease, calm your mind. And we have every Wednesday at 7:30 at the Dunwoody office, the Abraham Hicks meetup group. And the Noetic Science meeting is given by Paul Esch. That's the third Thursday, the 18th of April. He's going to be talking about preparation for the future coming events. The future 2014, expanding your soul light, putting on your light body, energy medicine technology. Some of the stuff we've been talking about on this show, the energies coming in are shifting us into a new body, into a new light body. Anyway, thanks so much for joining us. This is Dr. Susan Kalb with Temple of Health Radio Show. Join us next week.